Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 167.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors, please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative Penny.
A passage of scripture from the 11th chapter of Luke, verse 1. Now it came to pass as he was praying in a certain place when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Would you pray with me? Merciful Father, we come to the end of 2021. We thank you for how you have blessed this legislative session this year. Help us, Father, not to have taken what we have accomplished for granted. You tell us to whom much is given, much is required. Therefore, we have much to do. The answer is in the scripture just read. We must always pray. Man's unending obligation is that we should always pray. As we get ready to go into 2022 for this General Assembly, this legislature, this House of Representatives in particular, help us to be men and women of prayer. If we will spend our time on our knees talking to you, Father, then you will unfold, you will unlock our minds through the power of your Holy Spirit to tell us what we should say, what we should do, and how we should act. Help us never to lose sight of that. And we'd be careful to give you praise, honor, and glory in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Representative White is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for December 10th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative White moves that the journal for December 10th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it and the journal is approved as written. Petitions, memorials, and papers addressed to the General Assembly or to the House. Clerk will read.
State of North Carolina. Office of the Governor. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 96-15.3C, I am pleased to nominate Johnny L. Finch, Jr. of Pasquotank County to serve on the North Carolina Employment Security Board of Review for a term that began on July 1st, 2021, and hereby submit his name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I am grateful for Mr. Finch's willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Noted. The letter is placed in the file in the clerk's office. Notices and announcements. The chair will note that there will be no votes through the end of the week of the 3rd, unless specifically noted otherwise. For what does the gentleman from Pitt, Representative Farkas, arise?
For a quick moment of personal privilege, Madam Speaker.
You have the floor for a moment of personal privilege.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and I'll try to make this quick, but today is the final day of service for my current legislative assistant, Katie Rogers. I'm in my first term in the State House, and she has been a remarkable advocate and champion for the people of Pitt County. I couldn't have had a better teammate, and I just wanted to recognize that to the body. She's in the gallery with us today. She's actually leaving my office to go and work for the International Rescue Committee, which is a global humanitarian aid organization that provides emergency aid and long-term assistance to refugees and those displaced by war, persecution, and natural disasters. So again, I'm very grateful for her service on behalf of the people of Pitt County's 9th District. And Katie, thank you for everything. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
Representative White is recognized.
For point of personal privilege.
You have the floor for a moment of personal privilege.
Madam Speaker, I would also like to recognize Laura Holt Cable, who has been my LA for the last year and a half. Today is her last day. She is retiring to travel with her husband, so I'm very glad for her opportunity, but I certainly am going to miss her work here. She has been a real asset to my office, and she is actually, as we speak, working with the new LA that will be coming on the middle of January, so she's getting him oriented today. So I just want to publicly thank Laura and just say that we have been blessed. This House has been blessed by her presence. Thank you.
For what further purpose does the representative from Johnson, Representative White, rise? You're recognized.
Madam Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene January 3rd at 12 noon.
Representative White moves, seconded by Representative Penny, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, January 3rd at 12 noon, subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no. The ayes have it, and we stand adjourned.